2. Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania, and it's such a pleasure to talk today with Bishop David O'Connell, Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Bishop, it's wonderful to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Bishop O'Connell, you're leading a retreat for priests in regard to Unbound, and you've been a supporter of the Unbound ministry that was developed by Neil Lozano and Heart of the Father Ministries. Can you share with us a little bit about Unbound and then also your connection with it?
Okay. Well, Unbound, I think, is a gift from God to us in the church and our society and our world right now. In the scriptures, Jesus talks about the steward going back into the treasures under his responsibility and finding the old treasures and the new treasures and figuring what we need right now. And this is the treasure that was given to the church, which is the treasure of the liberating power of Jesus Christ that was given to us, because Jesus himself knew that so many people were suffering terribly because of the unclean spirits, the evil spirits that come into their lives because of their own sin or the sins of others against them. And Jesus himself spent one third of his time healing, one third of his time teaching and preaching, and one third of his time casting out unclean spirits. Mm. So it's a great gift. So many people are suffering because of terrible traumas. I mean, even psychologists and psychiatrists tell us that most mental illness is a result of trauma, of childhood trauma, of things that children suffer. There's terrible suffering that people carry because of abuse, the trauma of abuse, where they begin to be harassed and even taken over by spirits of terrible shame and self-hate and depression, despair, suicidal thoughts, immorality, all sorts of terrible suffering that they carry. And they can live their whole lives just blaming themselves and thinking they deserve the suffering and with self-hate and everything. And they can, and we're not bringing to them the liberating power of Jesus Christ. Mm. There's a treasure here we have, a power in Jesus Christ to liberate people from these terrible oppression, the suffering that they're in. Mm. People who grew up with somebody in a home where there's addiction and alcoholism can be affected by the spirit of alcoholism, by the spirit of addiction, by the spirit of self-hate, of self-rejection. People then who commit sins, like the sin of pornography, there's like a spirit goes with that evil spirit of pornography, of terrible shame, despair, the depression. These all sorts of bad spirits come into people's lives because of their own sin too. Mm. Women who've had abortion, for instance, the spirit of death comes into their life, the spirit of despair, the spirit of self-hate, the spirit of fear, especially the spirit of fear about damnation. Mm. The despair of salvation. So these birds come in and they're attacking these womenhood, and the women live in agony for years and years and years. And nobody's telling them there's a liberating power of Jesus in your life. But all of us have, so there's a terrible suffering out there that I've seen for almost 40 years as a priest, 30 years in the inner city. See people destroyed by all sorts of suffering. And then when I began to use these tools of liberation and the unborn ministry for people to see how their lives could be changed. And they could be liberated, they could feel free, they could feel new life. So that's kind of the broad context of which we do this work. And it became a big part of my work as a priest. And it gave me such great joy to be able to see people's lives changing before my eyes. I could sometimes people come in and confess, saying that they'd carried for years and years, like abortion, like pornography, like adultery, and then to help them to feel the forgiving power of Jesus, but then to do the prayers of liberation with them, so that they not only got the forgiveness of the sin, but they got the freedom and the joy that come from casting out by the power of Jesus Christ this bad spirit that had taken over their lives because of years and years and years of living under this kind of in this agony. But sometimes I would even see their faces change before my eyes.
Wow,
which was a great joy.
Yes,
man, I would come back to the rectory after a couple of hours of hearing confessions and going through this prayers with many people. And then I would say to people, I said, this is what I was ordained for. This is why I have this gift of priesthood. So I can, and it's beautiful. And but you know, myself, I'm the receiver of that great gift. And where I am, this connection with my life is that I lived most of my life with terrible anxiety. And I would say some anger and rage, particularly those three kind of unclean spirits. But I never saw them, of course, as unclean spirits. I always just think, well, I'm messed up. You know, my family members were messed up. And I messed up, and you try to figure out by all sorts of psychological and thinking of ways of figuring out why I'm so, live with so much anxiety. And I would even say in my prayer, I would say to the Lord, why do I feel so anxious and nervous about my life, or about, and have such sense of failure at times, and what is all that about? And I'm doing the best I can, why do I have it? And then one day Father Arthur Bilski from the Koinonia of St. John the Baptist, who I invited into my parish years ago, about 15 years ago, to do ministry in the inner city with me. He said, well, you may be suffering from the spirit of anxiety. Let's pray about that. He asked me, well, what do you think that comes from? I said, well, I don't know. Maybe it's because my mother herself had a terrible... My childhood was very, you know, peaceful in many ways, you know, by today's standards. Grew up in a small little farm in the southern part of Ireland all these years ago. But my mum had a very traumatic life. Her father was a very bad alcoholic. Her mother committed suicide. She was the one who found her mother hanging there when she was 8 years old.
Wow.
She was traumatized by that, went into didn't speak for about a year, 8 months or a year after that. And so I think my mum lived with a lot of anxiety. But looking back now and understanding it, I think that spirit of anxiety was passed on to me and to many of my siblings, some of my siblings. But, and I lived with it for until about six or seven years ago, thinking this is my own, I'm just messed up. And I got a real problem here. But so Father Arthur prayed for me that afternoon in my office, and he did the five keys of liberation for me. It was very simple, very no drama or nothing. Thanks be to God, but it was... But
your head didn't start spinning around, or
no, there was no manifestation whatsoever. But and I didn't even feel all that different for that moment. But then that evening, I was driving somewhere. I just began to feel this joy, this joy in my heart that I this real happiness and peace, and that was filled with that this feeling of. Just I was almost elated. I was almost I was exuberant, and I said, "Oh, this is beautiful." Huh. And I began to think, "Well, this must be what the Lord Jesus wants us to have."
Wow!
He wants each person to have this. This is what he wants to give us. And this is, and then a couple of days later. I began to kind of get some of the anxiety back again, but I said, "Well, I can do this." I was starting to read the book at that stage, and I said, "I'll do it for myself. I should have some spiritual authority here and do it for myself." And I did those prayers for myself, and I went away again. And then I tell people this all the time that the spirits come back. The spirit will come back. These bad spirits, unclean spirits will come back. But do these prayers for yourself. Or get somebody else to do it for you. But every time it comes back with less power. It's diminished. It's weakened. Until eventually now in my life, anxiety comes back. But I know right away, oh, there's my anxiety again. It's the spirit of anxiety. I cast it out again by the power of Jesus. And I have a new life. Not only have a new life, but I have a new joy and in my ministry. But not only that. I'm getting in touch with the power of Jesus Christ for liberation for His people.
Mm.
You know, we've spent a whole generation in our church talking about liberation theology, which I've loved always. But we looked on the Exodus of the liberation, but we haven't prayed enough about and taught about the real liberation from slavery to sin, and to free people from the power of evil that come into our lives through sin, through, like I said, through our own sin, the sins of others against us. It becomes a vicious circle. A vicious dynamic that sets in place by the world from the very time from the fall of our first parents. But this is why Jesus came into the world, is to save His people from their sins. Yeah.
Bishop O'Connell, I think you have our listeners' attention with that beautiful personal witness. And when you speak of being freed from the consequences of being in an alcoholic household, or in the consequences of abortion, or the consequences of pornography, or the consequences of anxiety, things that people don't consider to be huge issues, and yet it really drains the joy out of our lives. And when you witness to the kind of joy that Jesus wants us to have, I think we have listeners who are paying attention. So how do they take a step forward? What's a direction that our listeners can go to find this kind of freedom and joy in their lives?
Well, there's, of course, we have to give a great deal of credit to Neil Lozano, and to, that he has put together this this healing process, bringing together the best treasures of our Catholic faith, and of the best treasures from the from our faith in Jesus Christ, transmitted to us in our beautiful Catholic faith. So, if there's nobody around you who can do this ministry with you, you could begin to study his books. And I guess I can give a plug for Neil Lozano here.
Absolutely.
And the Unbound Ministry, and the these books that he has, or just look up Neil Lozano and Amazon and Unbound. He's about I think he's about 4 or 5 books at this stage.
Yes.
And they're wonderful, and so you could look at those, and maybe even give a gift to your priest or even your bishop, in order to that they will. I'm sure they'll be delighted to see that such a beautiful gift available to us, and it's, and but the. And there's no mystery in it, really. That's the other beautiful thing about the Unbound Ministry. It's there's no mystery. It's putting together very much. Maybe I can explain just quickly.
Absolutely.
What it's all about, because people, I'm sure, are thinking, well, how can I have this? And I would say even, sometimes when they're displaying different. Skills, they say to people, don't do this at home. You know, I'm an expert. Don't do this at home. But actually, you can actually do this at home for yourself.
Yes, amen.
You know, so because the first step is, and even as you're listening to this, my brother or sister, you may want to even just take a note or something, because I think it's a very simplified version of it. But first of all, the first step is put your life completely under the authority of Jesus Christ. No matter what pain you've been in for all these years, no matter what suffering you're in right now, no matter how broken you are, no matter how much you feel under the influence of sin in your life, no matter how difficult your family situation is or that agony you're carrying, the first step in having that new life is to put your life under the authority of Jesus Christ, who loves you beyond all understanding, and who has a plan for your life of beautiful, that you also finally have some joy and peace in your life, and that he doesn't want you to suffer anymore under the weight of your own sin or the weight of what you've suffered because of the sins of others. And so, and that basically is the first step. That in so many ways is that is the most important step of all, of course, for all of life, for that new life, if you want it, is to put your life under the authority of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I love you, I receive you into my heart. I put my life under your authority. Say to Jesus, like in the Divine Mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. I put my family under your authority. Put my marriage under your authority. And then just ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sins, which we do every time we come to Mass. We ask the Lord to, we have time to go to confession, but you can ask the Lord, please forgive me for my sins, and I put my life under your authority. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I trust in you. That's your first step, and that's the first key. And the second key, very simply, is forgive the people who have hurt you. You may not even be able to forgive them, and you may not, but say the words and just say it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I forgive my father who abandoned me, or my uncle who abused me, whatever it is that you have to, or the person who betrayed me, or who led me into sin. Forgive them, and let it go, and say it. You may not be able to feel it for a long, long time, But the thing about doing it in the name of Jesus is that he gives you his ability to forgive.
Mm.
That's what we call grace. Jesus not just gives us the example of forgiving, like he did on the cross, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing, but he gives us his ability to forgive.
Mm.
That's why we have to unite ourselves to Jesus, because we can't overcome the bad spirits that take over in our lives, and we can't even forgive by ourselves. We can't remove our own anger, we can't remove our own rage or our shame or whatever it is, but Jesus can do it. But he will give you his ability to forgive. That grace will flow into your heart when you say these words in the name of Jesus. That's the second key. Very simple, very beautiful. And these are all part of our Catholic faith, except what the gift Neil Lozano has done is put them together for us in this beautiful process. So the third step then is say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of anxiety. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of self-hate. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of addiction. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of pornography. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of abortion. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of death. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of self-hate. So you can anything that's oppressing you, you can just cast it out in the name of Jesus. And then the fourth key is you stand on your authority as a baptized child of God. You have authority. The unclean spirits have to obey you because you're standing on the authority of your baptism. I say to people by my authority as Roman Catholic bishop, cast out, rebuke these bad spirits that have taken over in your life. A priest can do it by my authority as a priest, an ordained priest, an ordained deacon, you can do it. But all of us, the most powerful power of all is that we are united to Christ in baptism. That's the fundamental power. An authority, the authority of our authority as baptized children of God. And then you might just add, St. Michael the Archangel, place a barrier of protection around me, and our Blessed Mother, cover me with your mantle of protection, hide me from these evil spirits. And you can actually address the unclean spirits in your life and say to them, I command you to leave me. You have no authority over my life. I am under the authority of Jesus.
Hmm.
And fifth is just even put your hand on your forehead, on your head, and say, I receive the blessing of God the Father upon me, the blessing of his great love for me, and I receive his love and his forgiveness and his peace and his joy and all the gifts he has wanted to pour into my heart from the very beginning of my life, and I receive them now, and I hold them close. Amen.
Beautiful, Bishop O'Connell. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners were taking some notes as you recommended.
Or even saying the prayers. Yeah, but it's for me to even start off with this, I needed somebody to help me with it, and to go through the interview with me about my life and where might this have come from. But it's a beautiful ministry. I think it's what I have now in my region, my ministry, is that I have some beautiful people who've taking this to their prayer groups and to their parish leaders, and we're training people in this ministry, and they are doing, the lay people can do this ministry too. Like I said, they have the authority of their baptism, and I'm telling them too that they can do this ministry for others because they have that authority, and so many of them are really sincere about seeking a holy life,
mm-hmm.
holiness of life. And I had a great, beautiful story last week of two people who are in this, who had received this training with us in the Unbound ministry, and they watched the videos of Neil Lozano and his son, and they had read the books in Spanish actually, and but anyway, they had some visitors from Mexico, and the people came to them, and one woman came and she lived with depression for years and years and years, maybe 25, 30 years something. And the people that we had been with training them, they just did the prayers for them, and those people went back to Mexico and called them. I'm just freed. I'm just happy. I've got all this wonderful. You know, how can I get this into my for other people in my family? Mm. I had many, many stories. I just actually was home in Ireland, and a very good friend who had lived with this suffering and depression, anxiety and fears and a kind of a self-hatred, whose life was a very dark place. And I hadn't before she would talk about that, but I didn't really know, I didn't have the skills.
Mm.
You know, I'd pray for you, or, you know, try to do more positive things to feel better and everything. But so I just did these prayers of the five keys, and she has a new life. She's filled with joy and hope, and, you know, she was always a faithful person, going to mass all the time, you know, daily mass and everything, but confessing things. I mean, living a very innocent, good life in so many ways, but falling more and more into some kind of bad spirits harassing her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was a great joy that I could give her this gift, and I wish I had, you know, had this insights before, but I didn't. But I thank God now that I have now, and that other people are learning them, and that then it is great joy, because we're definitely hiding the best gift we have from people, and we're working on many different things, wonderful things. But that's the other thing. Living in the inner city all these years, and working on immigration issues, and working on trying to get young people out of gangs, and working on the housing issues and homelessness. And but as it was, I'm sure many of the people they're listening, especially priests listening to this, and bishops, I realized more and more as I was getting older that more and more in the priesthood, that that there was a terrible, the deepest suffering of all was from people because of their own sins, and because of the sins of others against them. And I think even the suffering of people who've committed abortion, suffering of those women, and sometimes men too, but women, was even worse than this, the suffering of people who had been abused.
Mm.
I can't really say, but I know that suffering from abuse is terrible, 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 because what happens there is that there's so much an evil spirit in the person who's doing the abusing, and it's passed on to those children.
Mm.
And they don't know why they hate themselves so much, and why they blame themselves so much, and why they have so much shame and self-rejection. And they don't know why. So that's maybe the worst. Maybe that's worse, I suppose. But they can live their whole lives because of that.
Mm.
And the women who've had abortions many times are living the same kind of agony. Mm. And they have to keep trying to... I suppose it's worse for children, because they're so young and innocent, but now they're dealing with these demons that are destroying them. that are, and that's why such child abuse is such a terrible sin, because these children get affected by these bad spirits. Mm. And they have no ability to handle them. And they've been plagued, you know. Mm. Lots. And that's why they go so quickly to drugs or alcohol or anything, just kind of kill the pain.
Mm.
And they feel so isolated and so unloved, and feel so, because as you know, they internalize, they blame themselves. So it's, yes, kind of actually the whole understanding of the presence of these bad spirits in our lives gave me a new insight into how much children suffer,
mm,
who've been abused, and why it's such a terrible, terrible sin.
Mm.
And of course, nobody tells these women when they push them into having abortions, or nobody tells them about the suffering, that they're opening the door to these spirits of self-condemnation, self-hate, and depression and despair, and that they're going to, these mm. are, that's what they're opening up the doors to. So or nobody tells people when get involved in pornography or fornication or anything, you know, or promiscuity.
Mm.
It's all these days, like, it's nobody telling them, but they're opening the door to these spirits. And just because people don't have faith in God anymore doesn't mean they don't get taken over by the spirits.
Right. Yes.
That's the amazing thing, that, you know, that and that's why there's so much suffering. There's more suffering in the people who have no faith,
mm,
because they're still getting attacked by the spirits, by these bad spirits, and they're still opening the door to these bad spirits in their lives. And at the end of it all, this is what we have to offer to the world above everything else, and it's offered to above all other gifts that we have, is we're uniting ourselves to that liberating power of Jesus Christ,
mm,
who died on the cross to make this victory available to all.
And one of the ways that Neil describes the Unbound Ministry is simply like that. It's a concrete way to apply the power of the gospel to your life for freedom and healing.
Yeah.
To allow Jesus really to be.
Yeah, the power of the gospel, the power of the cross, the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of the precious blood of Jesus shed for us for this very reason. You know, so that's the most important place to apply it.
Bishop O'Connell, thank you so much for the beautiful description, for leading us in prayer through the five keys. And if I can direct our listeners to the Unbound Ministry website, heartofthefather.com, heartofthefather.com. The various places where there are Unbound teams and ministers is listed on a map on the website, and they are, in fact, all over the world.
Mm.
We just learned at the Unbound Leaders Conference in Tanzania, they have 1,100 leaders that who are trained, and it's growing exponentially. Amazing. But in so many places around the United States as well.
Fantastic, yes. And at the end of January, we have a retreat for priests in Los Angeles. And Neil Lozano will be there, and I'll be with him. And we will lead this retreat for 4 or 5 days. And I guess that's on the website too.
Absolutely.
It's on the website, the Heart of the Father Ministries or Unbound Ministry?
Heartofthefather.com.
Heartofthefather.com to find out details. And there would be, if anybody listening would like to have their priest take advantage of this, we'd be delighted to welcome them to sunny Southern California.
A nice place to be in January.
The end of January. There's no place in the whole world better to be, especially at the Unbound Ministry Priest Retreat.
Amen. Amen. Bishop O'Connell, could you give us a little blessing?
Yeah. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for dying and rising for us. We thank you for that gift of liberation that you want to give. We thank you for your plan for each one of your beautiful, precious sons and daughters to experience and the joy and peace and hope that comes from your liberation and your new life. And we ask you to help all those who are listening to experience that love and peace and joy and liberation. Help them to be set free so they can truly become a new creation that you want them to be. And may Almighty God bless each one of you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bishop David O'Connell, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, very good.